It's The Crush, 95.9 and 95.5 streaming at KRSH.com. It is that time for Wine Wednesday. Good morning, Ziggy. Woo!
It's Wine Wednesday. It's Cocktail Wednesday. It's a happy Wednesday, and it's a Wednesday filled with love. Good morning. It is Wine Wednesday, and I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Thank you for tuning in this morning for this Valentine's edition Wine Wednesday. And I'd love to thank our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets. With 4 fabulous locations, there really is nobody that supports local like Oliver's Markets. And every time I run into somebody that doesn't live in wine country, they always say, I wish I had Oliver's where I lived. And I'm like, yeah, I know. It's like I could never move from here because I could never divorce away from Oliver's, you know? Anyway, and Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. They have 2 locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Well, seasonal cocktails are back, and I have my cocktail shaker in hand and all these incredible, incredible ingredients. Galentine's Day, Valentine's Day. You know, this is a cocktail that's pretty enough for even the manly men. And I'm just saying, like, you know, I think that, you know, there's always the naysayers for the Hallmark holidays. However, whether you are celebrating Valentine's Day or Galentine's Day, the real love is all about self-love. So this show is dedicated to the true art of self-love and all the things that you can embrace, whether you're solo this weekend or whether you're with friends, neighbors, your Valentine, your Galentine's, whatever it is. I have the perfect cocktail for you and a serious, delicious wow. My wow this week, my wine of the week is a wowza. It is a wine to make you fall in love all over again with wine. What am I shaking up this week? All right, let's get to it. This is festive. This is fun. And guess what? It's a retro cocktail. It's called the Pink Lady. How perfect for Valentine's Day. Appearances can be deceiving, though, and such is the case with this cocktail because it packs a punch. So this cocktail was invented during the Prohibition era, but it really gained popularity in the 30s, 40s, and really in the 50s. And it is just a delicious, delicious cocktail. It's beautiful, it's perfect, and it's the Pink Lady. So here's what you're going to need. You're going to need some quality gin. You're going to need some Applejack. Now, if you don't have any Applejack in stock, you can Calvados, if you want to go fancy pants. That's a French brandy that's made from apples. Or you can use cider whiskey. You'll need some fresh lemon juice, grenadine, and 1 egg white. Now, what I have found is really easy and inexpensive is I get a carton of egg whites. And that makes it a lot easier to do this drink and make several drinks, and it is easier on the pocketbook for sure. And then you'll need one of those delicious Italian cherries, the Luxardo cherries, for your garnish. So here's the recipe. Grab your pencil. You'll need 1 jigger or 1.5 ounces of gin. Now, I used Griffo gin in this because I love local gin, and this particular gin has a lot of aromas and flavors of lemon, and I love it. Made in Petaluma. Then you'll need 1/2 ounce of your Applejack or whatever apple brandy you're going to use, 3/4 ounce of fresh squeezed lemon juice. Easy to do this time of year because lemons are in season. And you'll need 1/4 ounce of grenadine. Now, grenadine is really, really, really easy to make at home. Really easy. So if you'd like the recipe, you can send me an email, ziggy@krsh.com, and I will tell you how to make grenadine at home. And then you'll need just 1 egg white. So the trick to this cocktail, because you're using an egg white, is to really get it nice and frothy. And, you know, I'm going to give you the secret to do this, and this is the secret that every bartender uses. So that egg white creates a layer of white foam on top of the cocktail. Super sexy. And because of the grenadine, naturally, this is going to be a little bit pink, hence the name of the cocktail, the Pink Lady. So you're going to add all the ingredients into a cocktail shaker and cover it up. But here's the thing. Do not add ice. You're going to shake the cocktail vigorously, and you're going to just get it really, really so it's just super, super foamy inside. This is known as a dry shake. There's your cocktail lesson for today. Then you're going to open your cocktail shaker, add a measure of ice, then you're going to cover it up again, and then you're going to shake it again vigorously, really, really vigorously until it gets super well chilled, and then you're going to strain it into a cocktail glass. Of course, I love to use a vintage coupe, which is super sexy, and you're going to grab a cocktail pick and put a couple of Luxardo cherries on there, 1, 3, or 5, depending on how you want your cocktail to look, and then that's it. Voila. It's sassy. It's sexy. It's a little sweet, it's a little sour, but it's got a lot of sass. The Pink Lady, that is our cocktail this week. Now, before I forget, I have to tell you, I have a crush on Crux and Crush. That's my C alliteration. My wine of the week comes from a winery called Crux, C-R-U-X. And this wine, will you be my Valentine? I love this wine. This wine, just when I first tasted it, I just felt like, gosh, I love wine. I love wine. To discover a wine like this, even if you're in your beginning of your wine journey or you've been on your wine journey for a number of years, this wine will make you fall in love with wine all over again. If you go to the Crux Winery website on their front page, it says, "Our wines are made with passion and grapes." And I agree. Friends Steve Gower and Brian Callahan started the winery in 2012. They have handcrafted, truly small batch wines. They source from ideal vineyard sites in the Russian River Valley. And who doesn't like some cool climate deliciousness? And this Saturday, I heard they're having a blending party at the winery. Let's go. If you want scoop on that, give me an email. Anyway, so here is my wine of the week. Without further ado, it's their 2019 vintage Crux Winery Grenache from Russian River Valley. Lovely and lush. And yes, I've got a crush. Aromas of a hot Saturday night date filled with juicy berry white and a smooth Marvin Gaye finish. Oh, let's get it on. No, really. I don't digress, but I do. I got aromas of juicy spiced raspberries and strawberries, flavors that just dance on your tongue of black raspberry, a little white pepper, which was yummy, meow, and some Santa Rosa plums, red apple skin, some cherry blossoms, a little bit of that cherry blossom on the finish, which was juicy and lingering. I mean, come on. Don't you want to just suck down some of this Grenache? Oh, delicious. Anyway, limited production comes in at around $49 and perfect for this weekend and beyond. Grenache is one of those varieties that you can really enjoy all year round, but especially if you're having chocolate dipped strawberries this weekend. Wow. So you can go to cruxwinery.com. They're located in Geyserville. And like I said, I think they're going to have a blending party this Saturday. I think that would be a lot of fun. They're known for some of their Rhone varietal blends. So I'm sure that Grenache will be up front and center. They'll probably have some of their Syrah and Mourvèdre. And it should be a really fabulous time. Lots of events this weekend. So drive carefully. Be happy to get out of the cold rain spell this weekend and get up and get out and shake up a Pink Lady. Yowza. Happy Valentine's Day, Galentine's Day. Cheers.